Singer-songwriter Matt Hecktorn grew up in the South and has spent most of his adult life as a touring musician. He now calls Northeast Ohio home. His new album looks at the challenges of building a career, being married, and being on the road. In this week's Shuffle, WKSU's Phil DeOliveira talked with Hecktorn about the Southern sound and his new album.
You were born in Memphis, raised in Mississippi. Sounds like I'm starting a song here.
I want to hear it.
So
get to the chorus.
Listening to your music, at least to me, it's clear that Southern sound is very present in your work. I'm wondering if you've always embraced that in your music.
No. I think it kind of came out over time. I grew up going to church. And it was a pretty, you know, old-timey kind of church, a lot of gospel and bluegrassy influenced stuff. There wasn't like too much modern stuff going on. I think it just kind of seeped into my subconscious.
What are some hallmarks of that Southern sound that made their way into your work?
I think just a lot of the musicality, you know, cowboy chords, like being really simple with those kind of melodies.
Wait, what's a cowboy chord?
I just mean like, you know, the same like The Elvis knew three chords in that kind of situation, just like your G, D, C, maybe throw an E minor in there for some color, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of built on the story, the lyrics. It's not really about the production or about the flash of the song.
If country music were to be a spectrum, like on one end you have like really full-on pickup trucks, heavy guitars, that kind of thing. And you have some slide guitar sounds in your album as well. Where do you place yourself on that spectrum, I guess?
You know, the easiest thing to say is using the new blanket term, Americana, which kind of encompasses blues and folk and country and rock and all that. I think I like a lot of different sounds. I kind of like the twangier sounds, but I also like rock and roll. It's definitely on the spectrum of country music. It's just not what people typically think of when they think of country music nowadays, I think. I'll bring you home
and let you in. So you do have a new album out. The title's very simply Work.
Yeah.
What exactly does that refer to?
All the songs, I guess, in a way, talk about music itself and me making that music and me going on and making records and going on tour and, you know, doing this for most of my life at this point, trying to, you know, make something come together. So in that way, it's kind of about realizing the work that I've done up to this point, and also the work I've kind of been trying to do on myself, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, whatever you want to call it.
I hear kind of a confessional tone to some of these tracks, and I wonder if any of the songs are autobiographical or at least draw from some of your real life experiences.
I would say 100% of them are autobiographical. I'm definitely not trying to be coy with any lyrics. Like, whatever I'm saying is what I'm saying for the most part. Like, the last track on the record is a track called How Could I Be Wrong. As you get older, you know, you have more things that kind of get added to the mix, you know, married. There's a new weight added to being gone so much, you know, because there's something you're leaving now. How could I be wrong? Like, if this is something I want to do and I'm pursuing it, I'm, you know, I'm trying to pursue my truth or whatever you want to say. She slept at night.
You're going to be playing at the 9th annual Bright Winterfest this weekend in Cleveland.
Yes.
More than 40 bands. I think last year's event brought out like 20,000 people.
Yeah.
And I've seen you play like at the Grog Shop and more intimate venues, and I'm wondering how you prepared to play such a large event as opposed to something more intimate.
We're trying to bulk up just so we look bigger on stage.
More intimidating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to change the energy, I guess, that you're pushing out. Because if someone's like as close to you as we are right now, and I'm in a living room playing just by myself, then I can talk like I'm talking now, and I can not really make eye contact, and there's no how you doings needed.
Singer-songwriter Matt Hecktorn has a new album called Work. You can hear it at WKSU.org and hear him live this Saturday at Bright Winterfest in the Flats in Cleveland. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
That's WKSU's Phil DeOliveira speaking with singer-songwriter Matt Hecktorn. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene.